Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
One of the benefits of having a podcast like this is sometimes you can get into specific questions or areas that you might not ordinarily get to in the context of a 800 word story or a 15 minute segment on the radio. I really wonder if through all of this examination of what the Bears are going to do in this draft, and we thought about this morning again, is if we are looking at this position, this depth chart with the Bears as you go through it. And with the number 9 pick, we always say, well, they don't really have a specific need. They don't have a glaring need. They need an edge rusher, then a wide receiver, offensive tackle. Are we assuming a lot more about Braxton Jones as a left tackle than maybe he has – maybe that's more credit than he has earned? And I want to be fair to the player because he's been pretty serviceable for his first 2 years. Definitely a surprise based on his draft status. But I wonder – here the Bears are drafting a franchise quarterback with Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
We talk about the need for a receiver. That left tackle spot you could solidify just as well in many – possibly whether it's Alt or Fashanu or R.C. Latham was in town this week from Alabama. J.C., not R.C. J.C. Latham. Are we giving Braxton Jones – too much credit for being a guy that has answered a question that still may nag them if he's still the left tackle?
RC is the cola that you can only find in the Halas Hall media room or the press box at Soldier
Field. I knew it in my head for some reason.
So it was connected to the Bears podcast. It's an interesting question because I think when you're going through stages of rebuilding and kind of getting yourself back in position to contend again, you have to stop settling for solid and serviceable and start reaching for star potential, which I think is part of what you're asking here. Is if the Bears can make an upgrade at a premium position, would they be reticent to do it because they feel comfortable with what Braxton Jones has given them in his first 2 years in the league? Braxton Jones did spend a chunk of the start of last season on injured reserve with a neck injury. That's something that only the people inside that building will know in terms of their worry and their concern level on what that can mean long term. And then I'm going to throw something else at you because there is this tackle class that's really, really intriguing, as you mentioned. But then there's a bunch of guys that are probably better fit at right tackle. And so one of the things that I think is going to be really worth exploring in the months after the draft is how willing, and it may depend on who they pick, but the Bears would be to consider Darnell Wright as a starter at left tackle, to potentially move him to the left side and take another rookie tackle that you could plug in on the right side. Remember, Darnell Wright played left tackle his second to last year at Tennessee. He has experience there. He has comfort there. And I think he has the trust of the people in the organization that he could at least be tried over there if they wanted to go that route. And so I think what that does at a minimum is it opens you up to exploring any of these tackle prospects and saying, hey, does one of these guys fit our big picture vision for propelling this offense to the next level? And to your main point here, protecting your quarterback in a way that brings out the best in him.
Well, before I answer that, but has there been any discussion about that you're aware of internally or even like theoretically to moving him? And would he be open to that? Would he be good at that, do you think?
Yes, 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 would be my answers to that.
Okay.
Because
we had some conversation about that last year after they drafted him, right? I remember before they drafted him.
And here's when it came up, but it came up in a week that was defined by many other things. On the day that Justin Fields called out coaching in his press conference, on the day that Alan Williams resigned as defensive coordinator, that was also the day that Braxton Jones went on injured reserve. And at that time, question on, okay, at this point, would they be open to the possibility of moving Darnell Wright there for the duration of Braxton Jones being an IR? They decided not to do it. I talked to Darnell Wright in the locker room on that day in question. And he said, look, I'm comfortable doing it. I did it in college. Whatever they'd want from me, I think I could do it at a high level. And I think there is some intrigue in the building at the possibility of that being there for them. Look, they love flexibility. You'll always hear coaches talk about the value of position flexibility, and Darnell Wright gives them that. And each bit of flexibility you have, it opens the door for you to make decisions in ways that fit your team best. And so, you know, look, like, it maybe it is just grasping, but I wouldn't be surprised if Braxton Jones spends a little bit of time in the spring taking, Darnell Wright spends a little bit of time in the spring taking some reps at left tackle, just so they can feel that out more. And then again, some of that may hinge on what happens in the draft 2 weeks from now.
Well, I just think that it bears asking, because the way it came up was, we, you know, on the morning show, and Mullen and I really like the idea, like a lot of people. I think the percentages of mock drafts that favor the Bears picking Roma Dunze at number 9 is higher than any other player, potentially, because of the way things could fall. And I love that idea, and I think that they would be getting somebody to grow with Caleb Williams, and so maybe we're overthinking this. But I also started thinking, well, you know, if you're looking at this team in terms of weaknesses or things that they, you know, you don't want to draft for need, but you can still, it's kind of always are leaning that way. You look at the wide receivers, they have, as we have established, two of the, maybe the top five, one of the top five tandems in the NFL,
yeah,
with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Yeah.
You're adding to that mix. And frankly, you don't have that same dynamic on your offensive line, and your offensive line really could use work. And there'd be nothing wrong with them going after an offensive tackle in a class that's deep with them, whether you move Darnell Wright to the left side, whether you keep him on the right side and plug in a rookie next to Tevin Jenkins. I just wonder if it's the right guy, and if they go that route, is it because they don't have as much confidence in Braxton Jones as sometimes people outside the building might?
I mean, I think if they went that route, it would be because they saw an avenue to becoming a championship football team quicker, you know, and that's what this is all about ultimately. And it's one of the things that is always the compass for Ryan Poles in the decisions he makes. And he has been pretty fearless about making decisions like that when they register on his radar as being the right ones. And so, look, like, again, we've said this now for a handful of weeks that whatever they do at 9 is going to make sense. And there aren't a lot of mock drafts out there where they present a possibility where you go, that's just ludicrous. There are some. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But like, they've got just a really, really intriguing path of options here to go down. And so that certainly is one of them, in my opinion. I don't think that Braxton Jones, as well as he has played for his first two seasons of his NFL career, has made you go irreplaceable. You know, absolutely can't bump him to the side for an upgrade there, particularly when you're talking about trying to nurture a rookie quarterback and bring his development along in the proper way.
Yeah, I just think it's something to keep an eye on. I don't want to overthink. I do like the idea, too, of, you know, obviously, if whether it's all – and also I'm starting to look deeper at Fashanu. You have – all kinds of time, and I think maybe we are overthinking that because the prospects of the wide receiver are what they are.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.